Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
USA. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom held an online hearing on October 16th. Annie Wilcox Boya Jian, the president of Freedom House, reported that the Chinese Communist Party operates the most advanced and sophisticated religious suppression system in the world to target Buddhists, Muslims, Falun Gong practitioners, Christians, and others. These were documented by the global database maintained by Freedom House. She said the U.S. government should work to expose transnational oppression by coordinating with allies to monitor, document, and counter China's unlawful deportations, harassment of diaspora communities, and abuse of Interpol red notices, and take special care to not facilitate the perpetration of transnational repression. Ms. Boya Jian offered a number of other recommendations to the committee, including working to enforce accountability by imposing targeted sanctions on officials and entities responsible for a severe religious persecution. She also suggested that policymakers strengthen asylum protections and humanitarian pathways for religious persecution victims. Other participants, including the chair of the commission and former U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler, Vice President Asif Mahmood, U.S. Senator Ted Budd, U.S. Representative John Molinar, and law professor Robert Destro, discussed the human rights violation by the CCP against Falun Gong and other faith groups. They also provided recommendations on how to address this issue.
Japan. The Kodo City Citizens Festival was held in the metropolitan Kaiba Park on October 19th. Falun Dafa practitioners joined in by providing a waist drum dance and exercise demonstration. Some attendees followed along with the movements as practitioners demonstrated. Several people who practice Falun Dafa talked about their personal experience of benefiting from the practice. They noted that their energy increased and their stress was reduced. Information about daily free exercise instruction was provided.
United Kingdom. British officials and parliamentarians continue to speak out to condemn the CCP's atrocities of religious persecution and forced organ harvesting. The statements issued this October included opposing the CCP's transnational repression and upholding freedom of belief. Support was expressed in letters by Cabinet Secretary of Scotland Angus Robertson, MP Stephen Doughty, MP Dr. Zubair Ahmed. Parliament member Mark Ferguson said in his letter, "I will continue to support the government in championing freedom of religion or belief for all abroad."
Taiwan. An estimated 5,000 Falun Dafa practitioners gathered at Liberty Square in the city of Taipei to hold a large-scale character formation on October 18th. This year, the image formed was a giant Falun emblem with four Chinese characters stating, "The wheel rotates constantly." The atmosphere was sacred, tranquil, and displayed practitioners' righteous thoughts and conviction. Tourists from many countries stopped to watch. An onlooker named John from Pennsylvania, USA, said that the character formation activities are important because such a magnificent scene sends a powerful message to China and the world. Here we are, we continue to exist, we will persist. Character formation activities have been held in Taiwan for 26 years. Wu Qingshang was responsible for designing this image. He said that every year, photos of the activities are posted online, and people in China leave messages such as "how grand" or "how magnificent."
Germany. The Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition was on display from September 19th through September 28th in the city of Donauwörth's historic armory. More than 500 people viewed the artworks, including the mayor and other dignitaries. The 22 paintings on display depicted both the joy and harmony of Falun Dafa practitioners' spiritual experiences and their strength in resisting the CCP's persecution. Many visitors appeared touched by the artwork and expressed their sincere thanks. A local newspaper in Germany, the Donau Worth Zeitung, reported on the exhibition in a detailed article.
France. The Health and Organic Food Salon took place in the city of Nantes from October 10th through the 12th. During the three-day exhibition, the organizers gave Falun Dafa practitioners an hour and a half each day to teach visitors the exercises. Many people asked for information about Falun Dafa and the address of the Nantes practice site. Practitioners also introduced the practice and raised awareness about its persecution in China on October 18th in the city of Paris.
USA. Falun Dafa practitioners in California participated in the 24th Irvine Global Village Festival in Great Park on October 11th. They demonstrated the five exercises of Falun Dafa and displayed artworks from the Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition. The festival this year featured 116 stalls, about 30 food vendors, and spectacular performances. Elsewhere in the region, the annual Buckboard Days Parade was held in Rowland Heights, California, on October 18th. Falun Dafa was one of the approximately 50 groups that participated. Practitioners carried a large banner that read, "Falun Dafa is Wonderful, a Path to Your True Self." More than 20 Chinese waist drum team members performed, and over 30 practitioners demonstrated the third Falun Dafa exercise. Many people took photos and warmly applauded as practitioners passed. The parade moderator introduced Falun Dafa and stressed its beneficial effect in improving health and quality of life.
Canada. The Falun Dafa Tianguo Marching Band from Toronto was invited to participate in the annual Kitchener-Waterloo Oktoberfest Thanksgiving Day Parade on October 13th. This year marked the 57th year of the parade, which is one of Canada's largest celebrations of Germany's Bavarian culture. It featured a variety of floats, band performances, and dance troupes. The parade began at 9:30 a.m. and was broadcast live on CTV. The Tianguo Marching Band, which is made up of Falun Gong practitioners, once again served as the parade's grand finale. The band's drum beats and wind and brass instruments resonated through the October sunshine and the soft autumn breeze. An attendee named Lakshay from India is an online math and science teacher. He said he really enjoyed the Tianguo Marching Band's music, adding that this was the first time he'd heard the band's performance. After learning that the band members are all Falun Gong practitioners who live in accordance with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, Lakshay said, "For me, truth is the only thing that can help people move forward. Lies can only lead you forward in a false way, not in a true way. Therefore, truth can help people move forward." He continued, "Compassion is even more essential to life. As we all know, without compassion for others, it is difficult to build trust. Without trust, there is nothing."
New Zealand. The annual Diwali Festival was held in the Auckland suburb of Papatoetoe on October 18, 2025. Diwali is a major festival in India and celebrates light driving out darkness and goodness triumphing over evil. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in the celebration. They offered dragon dance and waist drum team performances, as well as exercise demonstrations on stage.
Japan. Falun Gong practitioners Zhang Yiwen and Liu Ye held a protest in front of the Chinese embassy in Tokyo on October 17th. They demanded that the Chinese Communist Party immediately release their relatives who were detained in China. Hiroaki Marayuma, a representative from the Stop Medical Genocide Network and member of the Juche City Council, attended the activity to express his support. Counselor Mara Yuma called on the international community to unite and condemn the CCP's tyranny and urged the Japanese people and those with knowledge of the situation to speak out. He firmly stated, "We will continue to call for action through protests like this."
Czech Republic. Falun Dafa practitioners held a parade through Prague, the nation's capital, on October 11th. Prague's historic center was packed with visitors, and thousands of people learned about Falun Dafa and the CCP's persecution of practitioners in China. Along with the Tianguo marching band, the parade included two colorful Chinese dragons, two lions, a fairy dance, and a waist drum team. Many people recorded the event on their phones and accepted informational leaflets. The parade received coverage from media Czech outlets, including from Dinger, a Czech magazine on religious life.
Finland, the 2025 I Love Me Health Expo was held at the Helsinki Exhibition and Convention Center from October 17th through the 19th. It showcased the latest trends in beauty, fashion, and wellness, and Falun Dafa practitioners seized the opportunity to introduce the practice. Many people stopped by their booth, and some learned the exercises at the event. Visitor Jaako was surprised to learn that Falun Dafa is persecuted in China. He said that many people today suffer from illnesses due to karma, and that forcibly harvesting organs from others would only exacerbate their karma and worsen their illnesses. He signed a petition calling for an end to the CCP's persecution and took informational materials about Falun Dafa. He also purchased the Finnish language editions of Juan Falun and Falun Gong and said he would read them.
Belgium. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa and informed people about the CCP's persecution during an event in the Mayer Shopping Center district in the city of Antwerp on October 11th. Many passersby stopped to learn about Falun Dafa and expressed their support to end the persecution.
India. July to September is India's festival season. This year, students and teachers in Nagpur and nearby towns had the opportunity to learn Falun Dafa exercises. Practitioners in central India visited 16 schools to introduce Falun Dafa, demonstrate the exercises, and raise awareness of the ongoing persecution in China. More than 4,300 students and 203 teachers and staff members participated in the sessions. Teachers at the schools expressed heartfelt appreciation for the sessions and highlighted how the gentle, graceful exercises help students achieve calmness, concentration, and emotional balance. They said that such programs are valuable in today's stressful environment, helping young minds cultivate peace, patience, and focus.
A 63-year-old woman in Inner Mongolia was sentenced to 6 years in prison with a 30,000 yuan fine for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Li Yufin was arrested and taken away by the police while she was shopping for shoes. After interrogating Ms. Li, the police searched her house for evidence and confiscated all her Falun Gong materials. This is not the first time that Ms. Li has been targeted for her faith. She previously served 2 labor camp terms and 2 prison terms for a total of 14 years. Her pension was suspended 10 years ago. Ms. Li Yufin's older sister, Ms. Yu Mei, was also arrested in April. The elder Ms. Li also had her home raided and was forced to undergo a physical exam. She was held in detention for 10 days. She developed severe symptoms in detention and was rushed to the hospital on the 7th day.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Mr. Wang Jiwen died at a hospital in Beijing on October 16, 2025, at the age of 76. The cause of his death was listed as cerebral infarction, but his daughter doubts this is accurate given the CCP's history of covering up the truth. She also told Ming Hui that police were present and filming while her father was dying. Mr. Wong, an engineer at the Ministry of Railways, was one of the contact persons for the former Falun Gong Research Association. He was one of the few Falun Gong practitioners who had a meeting with the then premier Zhu Rongju on April 25, 1999, when about 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners gathered in Beijing to request the release of a group of practitioners who had been arrested in nearby Tianjin. Mr. Wong was arrested a day before the CCP formally launched a nationwide campaign against Falun Gong. He was sentenced to 16 years in prison and released 1 year ahead of time in October 2014. After he was released, he was put under around-the-clock house surveillance and prevented to join his daughter in the USA.
A 61-year-old woman in Renju City was arrested 2 weeks ago and remains in detention. Ms. Feng Susha was targeted after surveillance cameras recorded her putting up self-adhesive stickers, which had messages about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong. Officers from the Domestic Security Office and the police surrounded her home that day and drove away onlookers. With guns in hand, the police raided her home and confiscated numerous valuables, including her electric bike and her clothes. According to an insider, Ms. Fong went on a hunger strike at the detention center to protest the arrest. This is not the first time Ms. Fong has been persecuted for her faith. 15 years ago, her house was raided and she was sentenced to prison. During her 9-month detention, she was brutally tortured and her health deteriorated. Her mother-in-law was so traumatized that she died not long afterwards. Ms. Fong was not allowed to attend the funeral.
Mr. Guo Haicheng from Heilongjiang Province was sentenced to prison for a 2.5-year prison term for practicing Falun Gong. When Mr. Guo went to purchase produce for his small business last year, he talked to farmers about Falun Gong's health benefits. While some were receptive, others reported him to the police. The police arrested Mr. Guo on his way home and took him to a detention center. A few days later, they returned him to his home and beat him in front of his neighbors. 2 of his teeth were knocked out, and he also had several other injuries. Mr. Guo told his lawyer that the police forbade him from seeking treatment after he was beaten. The poor living environment and abuse at the detention center made it hard for him to recover. Prior to his latest persecution, Mr. Guo was previously arrested many times for upholding his faith. He was given a 1-year labor camp term in 2009. Canadian condemnation of CCP's transnational repression. Elected officials and other people of note in Canada spoke out in October, condemning the Chinese Communist Party's transnational repression of Falun Gong, Shenyuan Performing Arts, and other Chinese communities outside of China. The CCP's repression and smear campaigns have spread globally. Since 2022, under Chinese President Xi Jinping's directives, the CCP has escalated its persecution. Their illegal activity has been particularly severe in the United States, but has also spread to Canada and other countries. Numerous incidents have been well documented. This escalating intimidation campaign has sparked a strong reaction from Canadian elected officials. Among them were Member of Parliament Judy Scrow and Senator Michael L. MacDonald. Since July of this year, 65 Canadian federal senators and members of parliament have issued joint statements strongly condemning the CCP's 26-year persecution of Falun Gong and its escalating transnational repression, including the interference with Shenyuan. Gary Clement, co-author of Canada Under Siege and former senior investigator with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, stated that the current Canadian laws are insufficient to address these threats. Although Canada's Bill C-70, an act addressing countering foreign interference, was passed last year, he said, "We need to have a foreign registry. We don't have that." Bill C-70 aims to combat foreign interference in Canada's democratic system, specifically targeting transnational repression and infiltration by authoritarian regimes like the CCP. The bill establishes a foreign agent registration system, strengthens criminal law and national security intelligence laws, and grants the government greater authority over law enforcement and intelligence sharing. Modeled after the United States Foreign Agents Registration Act and the Australian model, the bill is seen as a crucial addition to Canada's defense of democracy. Dean Baxendale, publisher of the book Canada Under Siege, said, "I think, first of all, we need C-70 to be implemented right away so we can talk about foreign interference, influence, and that we can have accountability by those who are operating for foreign governments." Gong Jershin, a Canadian independent commentator and social media influencer with nearly 800,000 YouTube followers, recently stated in an interview that Bill C-70 is an important legal tool against transnational repression. He said, "Simply condemning or protesting is no longer enough. We must lobby the government to raise awareness of the severity of the problem in mainstream society and urge the government and parliament to assume their responsibility to protect citizens."
Worldwide experience-sharing conferences encourage practitioners to improve. The 2025 Taiwan Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference took place in the city of Taipei on October 19th. About 6,000 practitioners from across Taiwan, the U.S., Canada, Japan, South Korea, Hong Kong, and Macau gathered for the event at the Taipei Heping Gymnasium. 18 practitioners described how they benefited from the practice. The scene at the event was magnificent and sacred. Behind the practitioners presenting their experiences was a portrait of Master Li, Falun Dafa's founder, and quotes from his book, Hong Yin Tu, that read, "Compassion can harmonize heaven and earth, ushering in spring. Righteous thoughts can save the people in this world." Practitioners talked about how they applied the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in their daily lives. In Europe, the Benelux Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference was held at the conference center in Utrecht South, near the border between the Netherlands and Belgium, on October 18th. Falun Dafa practitioners from the Netherlands and Belgium attended the FA conference. 11 Chinese and Western practitioners shared their experiences. They spoke about how they overcame tribulations, upgraded their character, and worked together to help save sentient beings. And the members of the European Tian Guo Marching Band held a cultivation experience sharing conference at the Top Hotel Praha in Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic, on October 12th. Band members, all practitioners of Falun Dafa, came from 12 countries across Europe. In the opening remarks, the MCs of the conference said, "As members of the Tian Guo Marching Band, we validate the Fa and save sentient beings through music. We constantly cultivate ourselves in the process, let go of attachments, improve our character, work together, and form one body." Also in Europe, the 6th Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference in German-speaking Switzerland was held in the municipality of Schüpfein on October 19th. Practitioners from Switzerland, Germany, France, and Austria attended the event. 21 practitioners described the physical and spiritual benefits they received from Falun Dafa. In addition to following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, they were able to look within when they encountered problems. This allowed them to constantly improve character. In addition, the 2025 Australia Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference took place on October 12th at the Hertzville Entertainment Center Auditorium in Sydney. Some practitioners expressed their deep appreciation for the opportunity to attend the conference and expressed their gratitude for fellow practitioners' sincerity. They said that they would unconditionally look inward and maintain righteous thoughts. Dr. Hong Vu, a geochemist from Melbourne, expressed his joy at being with so many practitioners. listening to their experiences, and learning how they overcame their hardships, he said, "Their experiences remind me that I have many attachments and I need to improve. I see myself in their sharings, and it felt like Master was pointing me in the right direction, telling me what I did wrong. I must cultivate diligently."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.